Turkey's interest in joining the European Union is helping religious freedom. An easy-to-read Bible is now available in a mega-language in India, and Christian sponsors are needed for orphan children awaiting families. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Turkey's desire to join the European Union is allowing Christians a bit more freedom. Aya Network's Rodi Rodehaver calls Turkey a country in transition. According to reports, support for Turkey joining the EU is just over 31%. Rodehaver says this is actually good news for Christians.
Because of their interest in becoming part of the EU, is opening up to religious diversity. They are really lessening on human rights issue because they're under the microscope of the European Union. So this has helped the church.
According to Rodehaver, opportunities abound for Christians in Turkey right now.
It gives an opportunity for Christians to take a stand, to begin to put in place ministry projects, and to work with people in a way that I believe will give a new birth to the land of Turkey.
Aya Network has a goal of planting churches in 50 provinces by 2010. Next, Christians in Islamic Pakistan held a day of prayer and fasting Tuesday for the repeal of laws intended to punish blasphemy. Many Christians say that the laws are widely abused. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner agrees.
They'll tear a page out of a Quran or burn a Quran, the Muslims will, but they'll throw it in front of like a Christian store owner. They use this a lot to persecute Christians.
Recent violence against Christian churches in Pakistan prompted the event. Turner says those attacks haven't stopped their work.
We continue to reach out in evangelism, working with local pastors, but one of our main outreaches is the school. We have 154 students now, and these are Muslims, Christians, and Hindus who are actually attending our schools. We're trying to give them a Christian education.
SWI will be holding a special belated Christmas celebration with these students to teach them further about Christ. It's not too late to help. Go to our website to do so. You're listening to Mission Network News. God's Word is a transforming thing, and now, for the first time, the Hawadi people of India will be able to read the Bible in their own heart language. Gary Bishop of the World Bible Translation Center says after 13 years of work, they were thrilled to see this project come to fruition.
We introduced this text to them and were able to distribute 10,000 Bibles at one time. And so it was, for us, a very historic day, for God, a very glorifying day for His Word to be put in a language for people who have never had a Bible before.
Bishop hopes to see these Bibles used to share Jesus Christ and His saving grace with the more than 20 million Awadhi people.
Our hope is that in this particular part of India, because of the introduction of this Bible, that there will be more and more maturing, developing Christians, and that we will have a series of leaders rising up to take the leadership of churches in these areas.
Meanwhile, through the Ministry of China Partner, pastors and Christian leaders are being trained to be effective ministers of the gospel in the most populous country of the world. Providing training seminars, Bibles, theological books, and financial assistance to emerging leaders is a strategic way that China Partner is helping spread the life-changing message of Jesus Christ throughout China. Pray that God will continue to strengthen and grow His church in China. And 1 million children around the world live without the love of a permanent family. They grow up in orphanages, group homes, and foster homes, or on the streets. Bethany Christian Services would like to show these kids the love of Christ while they wait for their forever families. They're doing that through child sponsorships. $25 a month is all it takes to help Bethany care for and possibly find a permanent home for that child. Go to our website for information. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More information on these and other stories can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the MNN staff, Ruth Bliss, Faith McGuire, Lori Link, and Krista Kolobus, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May the Christ of Christmas bless you and keep you this Christmas. I'm Greg Yoder.